I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo stove, fixed fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
When things feel a bit chaotic, Instacart helps deliver milk and sausage. Add a little life to your cart. Get stuff from literally all your stores, from baby wipes to albacore. Add a little life to your cart. Instacart helps get your groceries. Your first three deliveries are free.
Download Instacart. Add life to cart. Terms apply.
All right, we have Deion Dawkins here right now from the Buffalo Bills. Bills had a massive victory last weekend in Arrowhead up against the Kansas City Chiefs. Deion Dawkins is a two-time Pro Bowl and also a two-time Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee. And more importantly, he's one of my good friends from college at Temple University, and always enjoy when we get a chance to connect with Deion Dawkins. Big game this weekend for the Bills up against the Dallas Cowboys. Deion, how you been, my friend?
My dog, Zach, was goody.
I appreciate you coming on, and thanks so much for doing this.
Yeah.
I got to start you off. We know you guys have been through some battles, some wars, going up against Kansas City, and they haven't always gone your way. Your season was on life support. You know how badly you needed that win. To walk out of that stadium with that victory, what is Deion Dawkins thinking about when you were walking off the field knowing the magnitude of that game?
It was a beautiful feeling, man. The feeling was just of all in like kind of like awe, right? Like we were going through all this stuff all week about McDermott and about some things maybe with Josh and the Buffalo Bills organization, all this little weird distractions that could have been in distractions then to pull a win out. However, we pulled it out and we left there with a win just showed that, you know, the football gods were in our favor.
You guys have been through some real life stuff the last 2 years. Like losing football games is one thing, but you guys have fought through a lot tougher stuff than that. Being 7-6 now, getting that big win, knowing that you still have everything in front of you, do you feel like finally there's some new life in Buffalo and you guys are starting to feel like your old self once again, since it felt as if throughout most of this year, that older version of the Bills that you've been through the last few years was starting to move in the wrong direction?
Yeah, Zach. Definitely felt like we're moving in the right direction. We're taking it step by step, even though we're seven plus six. So we're 13 games in, right? So we're 13 games in, and we've had a lot of hiccups. We had a lot of changes, but this is only our maybe third game with the new offensive coordinator, if I'm correct, or fourth game with a new offensive coordinator. So it's like a new season within the season for us. And we understand that it's different. It's different. We have a different guy calling the shots now, and it's just going to go in a different way. And because of that, it's a different mode. And we really understand the position that we're in, and over and over again, like we've been the Buffalo Bills team that is just right there. It's just right there. It's just right there. And we're tired of it. Like we want to, you know, push that in, and we have to, and we're on a good track now. I don't want to say that we're reborn, like rebirthed, but we have a lot of confidence in ourselves. Like we feel like ourselves again, and it's a good feeling to, you know, walk with that confidence again that, you know, Josh is back to being Josh and everything is going on the right cylinder.
With all that being said, there will still be some people that look at you guys and go, they're 7-6. They're a fraudulent football team. They're not going to find a way to get the job done. What do you say to the people that are still doubting the Buffalo Bills after a big weekend and a big win up against Kansas City?
You know, we've been that our whole careers. Most of the guys here have been that. You know, we come from – most of the guys that are the core of this team are not the overly top superstar guys that have had that golden rug their whole life. So we understand haters is going to hate, the doubters is going to doubt, but you know, the snow effect is real. And the snow is just going to keep falling, and we choose positivity in our snow effect and negativity. So we're going to keep being us and keep doing what we do to try to keep the people that use their mouths to speak negative to use their mouths to speak positive. And that's just the way it goes. Like, there's good and there's bad. There's doubters, there's non-doubters. People are with us, they're against us. They're either on the bandwagon or they're not. Because I remember a season ago, two seasons ago, everybody was Bills, 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 Bills. And now, you know, a couple things have gone wrong, I guess. And, you know, everybody's, you know, some people are doubting and some people are still with us. But we appreciate the people that are still rocking. And you've been a good friend to myself and always and told me just to keep it going. Like, but like, it'll turn. And I appreciate that. And my teammates know that about you. And we understand that there's good and there's bad, and people are just going to be people. And regardless, Zach, and we know that. And from being and growing up and going to school at Temple, like, you know, Temple, we're underdogs, you know, but in Buffalo Bills, we're underdogs. And that's just the way it is. You know, everybody loves the glitz and the glam, and everybody wants to be a part of a winner. And soon we'll let everybody have that option to be a part of a winning team, which we don't want.
And Deion Dawkins here with us. You know me. Like, if you guys stink, I tell you that you stink. And You guys have not played wonderful football this year. But at 7-6, a big win up against Kansas City, the AFC being open, you know, I think you guys could go make a run this year. And maybe you find a way with your backs up against the wall to see the best version of the Buffalo Bills the rest of the season.
I think so too, man. And positive plays after positive plays, big wins, small wins, more W's, no L's is how we'll and get it done. And we understand that we have a tough situation, but anything is possible. And we're not looking for hope. And we're looking for us to just be us, which is the Buffalo Bills. And when we're true to us, you know, we're a scary team.
So, obviously, a lot was said last week. You know, I said some things as well about your coach in Sean McDermott. But for you personally, you working with him for so many years and having a good relationship with him, what do you want people to know about the type of coach and human being Sean McDermott is?
Well, McDermott's a Philly guy. He's as real as they come. He's as real as they come. He's a family guy. He's true to himself, and he's different, as we all are. You know, he is a nail and grit guy. He's a no mess around guy. He's a straight to the punch guy. And we appreciate him. I am a Sean and McDermott guy, and he's my dog, and we rock with him. He's our leader, and we'll swing, fight, claw, punch, kick, whatever we have to do for that guy. And he's a real one, man. And he reminds me of my coach that I had at Temple, which was Matt Rhule and Coach Weiss. Like, those guys are guys that take it further than football. Like, they get to know and but your personal life. They get to know your family. They get to know your situations, your individual situations, which everybody has something going on. But McDermott takes the overall time that he doesn't have to ask and actually care. And when things come up and we need stuff done, you know, he allows it to and be done. Like, yep, but I understand Deion has something going on today. Go ahead, Doc. Like, go ahead and handle that. And for an organization like this, a powerhouse of the NFL, where he could just be like, look, man, my butt is on the line. I got to worry about wins. But he cares about his players. And that tells everything about him, that he cares about his players high key more than he cares about himself. And I love him for it. And he's a true one. We've been rocking for it in 7 years. Damn near should have a Sean and McDermott tat. So, you know, he's a real one.
Deion Dawkins here with us. There's been a lot of chatter coming from Kansas City about the officials in the aftermath of that game. I don't get why Kadarius Toney was lined up in the wrong spot. How have you reacted to some of the complaining Mahomes and others have done this past week?
You know, Zach, as I pull this up, you know, the officials have done multiple things over and over. Like, even this, right?
Yes.
This is a This is a holding call, right?
They're showing a holding call on Deion Dawkins. That's what he's showing right now. And I saw that in the moment. I'm like, that ain't holding.
It's ridiculous. So I don't want to take no shots at the officials because they're not all bad. And there is things that go missed and some that need to be seen. And I understand it. And they're not perfect. But, man, if we can get fined for little things that go on, I just feel like everybody should be held accountable. You know, if they throw a flag and it's holding and we review it and it's not holding, they should get fined. And if Tony is offsides and he wants to appeal it and it's not, then it should be reversed or something should happen. But it's just not fair. It's just not fair that certain things go on. But he was. I mean, I hate to say it. He was offsides. You know, you got to pay attention to the details in this game. It's a detailed game. And, you know, that will cost you games as it did the other day.
What stands out to you in your preparation with the Cowboys? We know how good of a team that they have. And Micah Parsons is having a great season. But when you look at that defense, what jumps off the page?
Well, 11, Micah Parsons does. 90 does. All of them do. But they play well together and they're playing good football right now when it counts. And Dak has been doing a good job of leading and it's showing. And we understand that they're a tough team. They just beat the Eagles, which was a team that we lost to, and they're playing great ball. So we have to be on our A game and we have to have a good script and a good game plan to get this done. And, you know, 11 is coming to wreck a game. And as an offensive lineman, I understand what my job is and I got to go and go out there and keep 17 upright.
Last thing I'll ask you, back-to-back years, you're nominated for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. We know how big you are and how dominant you are on the field, but off the field, you know, that's where I'm really proud of you because you're the same person that I met when I was at Temple. You haven't changed. You have a good heart. You always want to give back to the community. I remember when you got drafted by Buffalo, I said to you, you're going to be a rock star in that community and you'll really fit in with that fan base. Just take us through more so people understand who Deion Dawkins, the person, is off the field and all the great stuff you do in the Bills community and also really around the entire United States.
Yeah, man. Of course, Zach. Of course you want me to tell you about the inner snow, right? I'm a people's person, man. I'm one to just care. Sometimes I care too much and sometimes it could be bad and most other time it can and be good, but I care. Like I lead with in my heart, I lead with my passion and I lead with myself and I let God also lead the head spear. And I'm just a true person. Like I don't beat around the bush. I shoot it straight. I give my true organic self to whatever is needed and wherever I can help. And the community is just one. Buffalo embraced me from day one. I went to Temple, which was not a powerhouse school, like which I always say. It wasn't an example like an Alabama or an LSU or Auburn or Texas or Tennessee, like one of them giant schools that have that rapport of stardom and superstar status and big time ball. So I went to Temple and not that it humbled me, but it made me, you know, be thankful for every little bit that I have because we didn't have a sold out crowd every week. We had two sold out games my entire college career, and that was Penn State and Notre Dame game. And majority of the fans there were both Penn State fans and Notre Dame fans. So when I got to Temple and they embraced me, I'm kind of living out in my dream. I feel like that I'm playing at Alabama and right now, or I'm at Clemson, at one of those big schools, or Florida, where every week it's jam-packed and they have embraced me in their community and as an athlete. And I feel like it's my duty to give them everything of myself off. And I continue to just show my passion. I show my true self, and I truly live through that. And I give them my true self, and I'm vulnerable with Buffalo, which is what I think and I hope and that they see. I give them my vulnerable self, and that's just true. But that's me. Snowman is is my alter person. But yeah, Buffalo is true, and I'm thankful for him. Every bit of it, from top to bottom, from good to bad, Buffalo has transformed me into, you know, a better person.
I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo Stove Fixed Fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
When things feel a bit chaotic, Instacart helps deliver milk and sausage. Add a little life to your cart. Get stuff from literally all your stores, from baby wipes to albacore. Add a little life to your cart. Instacart helps get your groceries. Your first three deliveries are free.
Download Instacart. Add life to cart. Terms apply.
We all know cats are intelligent. Felix Cat Insurance was able to secretly record two cats on a hidden microphone. Let's listen in.
Did you hear the one about the three dogs at the park?
That's old, like four lives ago. But did you hear about the new pet insurance just for cats from felixcatinsurance.com?
Of course. What do I look like, a dog?
When you're coughing up a furball, yes. Listen, Felix Cat Insurance plans start at under $1 per day and are as unique as you and me. They call it whisker-to-tail protection.
Even furballs?
Even that. Remember the last time you had a furball? I made a TikTok. It went viral.
Oh, well, that's good. Wait, you're on social media?
There you have it. Felix Cat Insurance. Customizable coverage exclusively for felines. Sorry, no dogs allowed. FelixCatInsurance.com. Get it? Meow. Insurance is underwritten by Independence American Insurance Company and produced by Independence Pet Group. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. For all terms and limitations, visit FelixCatInsurance.com/terms.